The truth.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, October 29, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. But remember, for every $100 donation or more, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. Both excellent ways to spread the word about free speech and great conversation starters about RBN, for that matter. Remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You could use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I am scheduled to have a Stephen was not able to make it. He's a bit under the weather, and he had to beg off for today. I do have another in his place scheduled to join me. I'm not sure if we have the connection yet, so I'll just see if we get joined a bit later in the show here. It's really amazing how draconian a lot of places are getting, though. When I'm looking at some of these articles about the shots. Ah, here, it looks like, okay, we do have our connection established. So, yeah, once again, we have Ms. Rosemary McLeod here with us. Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, Richard.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, enjoying a nice autumn day in the Northeast. But I'm doing good. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, I was just referencing how draconian some of these measures are getting. I was just noticing this morning over in Denmark, the Danish health minister is threatening to shut down society if more people don't get vaccinated. It's crazy. I mean, they're saying that if it were to, they already tried last year. Danish authorities tried to pass a law last year that would have allowed the forced vaccination of anyone without that, including police being used to physically detain people and hold them down while being jabbed. But the effort was abandoned after mass protests. But just the fact that they tried to pass that in Denmark last year already is concerning for the rest of us.
I thought that they decided against the vaccine and all that nonsense in Denmark. And now they decided, I guess it was the typical, you know, nonsensical left-wing Jewish agenda, you know, lull them into a sense of security, and then pow, come at them with the draconian nonsense.
I'm surprised that Sweden started pushing back as much as they had. I mean, I've been pretty aware of Sweden for the past, decade or so, really. I mean, Red Ice, I used to follow them a lot, especially like 2014, 2015. You could see how clear the social engineering was far more advanced in Sweden than any of the most progressive, far more than even the most progressive parts of the U.S., such as California, far more advanced in Sweden, like the gender conditioning we're seeing, the anti-white shaming. I mean, they didn't have critical race theory, but still, the indoctrination was heavy. I'm surprised that they've pushed back against the mandates, the lockdowns. I don't know if I've heard updates regarding Sweden and the shots, though. I mean, I don't recall. I don't know. Do you know what their percentage of vaccination is? Because, yeah, Denmark and Sweden have been the most, in past years, the most heavily indoctrinated, with all this conditioning, social engineering.
All of Europe has. Europe mm-hmm. is a storm of controversy, and that's putting it mildly. But Sweden is, I have Swedish ancestry, not a whole lot, but some, and I'm so disgusted with Sweden, it doesn't even begin to say what I really feel about Sweden. The fact that they're pushing back is really a surprise to me. Denmark is more of a let's roll with the punches type of society. If society is leaning left, they'll lean left. If it leans right, they'll lean right. They're some of the most stupidest people I've ever come across. It's like, don't people have their own brains to make up their own opinions one way or another, But I'm not
Sweden,
surprised.
But Sweden had been a bit more nationalistic, at least had factions who were.
Oh, in the far past, yes, sure. During World War II and then after World War II. I have no clue what happened to Sweden. I mean, we do, but Sweden is a lost cause, as far as I'm concerned. And it's sad because it is a beautiful country. Not all Swedes are that brain dead, but a majority of them are. And when you're a minority in your own country, that becomes problematic, especially when you're being made a minority, not only about because of the foreigners that are being rained upon that country, but from your own people. That really is mind-boggling, to say the least.
Maybe I should open the phone lines today as well. I don't know how much you've had a chance really yet to interact with more callers. Again, folks, that number, if you do want to call in, 512-248-8252. If you don't have the minutes and the unlimited minutes free long distance, then you could use the 800 number, 800-313-9443. But if at all possible, we do prefer 512-248-8252. Yeah, we did have some good email feedback from your previous appearances, Rosemary, and if perhaps even some of those correspondent through email might want to chat with you or have a couple of questions on your perspectives. But yeah, definitely a warm response for you here at RBN so far.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm all of a sudden gobsmacked, but thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I threw you off guard there.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, and as far as just all of the topics that we cover, I mean, the anti-white agendas, people understanding who's behind a lot of, well, all of the engineering in our society today, that it is largely Judaic in nature, the social engineering, right. The anti-white agenda. I mean, white genocide. I didn't use that term like 10 years ago, maybe even like 5 years ago. I was hesitant to use it, convinced that it was that extreme a situation. I'm thoroughly extreme convinced now, and people who don't realize how much of a global organized effort this is, you know, those are the only ones who question the term.
Agenda 21 has been on the books for decades, and I remember Bush Sr. mentioning the New World Order, literally said it during his speech in 1992, I believe, after the atrocities committed by this country against Iraq in 1991. I believe it was a year after that, or maybe even 2 years after that, he mentioned the New World Order, and he said it. At the time, I was in my early 20s, I had no idea what he meant by New World Order. Of course, now I'm 52, and I'm well wide open red-pilled. And I know exactly what he meant then. And, you know, all this Agenda 21, Agenda 30 nonsense. I mean, it's an abomination. It literally is a worldwide genocide. It is crimes against humanity, what they're doing with these bioweapons. And people are pushing back, which is not something the Jew expected. So now I've been hearing talk lately about the Marburg virus. I mentioned it last broadcast. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, right, you're engineering this too, okay? Because I mean, if it's a disease that happens in nature, you and I don't know about it. We don't know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen. But they've been talking about it for months, how, oh, you know, there's going to be a pandemic. And I'm saying, right. Yeah, right. I'm saying another engineered alleged virus. I've been knowing about these bioweapons since,
you know,
AIDS. I know. Every time
the planned release of AIDS, late 70s.
I'm sorry?
And the planned release of AIDS, so the end of the 70s, start of the 80s. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've been knowing about all these engineered nonsense since the AIDS virus. I knew the AIDS virus was engineered. I knew Zika, swine flu, the first SARS, because this is SARS-2. There was a first SARS back in, I believe, the early 2000s, and that was also engineered. Zika, swine flu, Lyme disease is also engineered, and all one has to do is go to the U.S. patent website, and you will find all the patents there for all these engineered. This is bioterrorism. I don't know how else to describe it.
I can't recall.
Other than
did you
call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. Bioterrorism is not too strong a word. No, I don't recall if you mentioned bird flu and Ebola there as well. But yeah, it's good that you have been studying and able to see through a lot of these things for longer than many of us. But you know, it looks like we have a lot of callers lined up here. So yeah, we should jump to some of these calls. Wow, we had a good response. And I mean, for the record, okay, maybe like, you know, 7 years ago, I was already hearing about the replacement. The white replacement in Europe and America, these Kalergi plan, you know, all of these, all of these organized efforts. But yeah, it wasn't until a couple of years later that I really felt comfortable enough to just start informing people on air using that term, you know, white genocide. Probably about 4 years ago that I started using the term on air. But no, I mean, yeah, you can't deny it, and we need to be able to talk about these things. But yeah, let's go to these callers for sure. You know, actually, initially, let me go to, because this is quite a long distance call, so let me go first to Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian, hey, hello, thank you for calling in.
Yes, listen, I heard your caller, the previous caller, I think it was, she was talking about Sweden and Denmark.
Well, she's
and
my guest.
Difference,
yeah, she's my guest, actually. Yeah. She's still here with us. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Oh, what's her name? I'm sorry.
Oh, Rosemary.
Rosemary, well, hello, Rosemary. I've been living in Sweden for over 50 years now. I came to Europe in 68. I came in the military. I got a military out. I got a European out. It's a discharge, it's called. And then I visit my grandmother in England. And then I moved from England to Sweden. I've been here over 50 years. I came here in 1970. And I've seen how the Swedish society has really fallen down. When I came here, Stockholm was the most beautiful city that I've ever visited in Europe. No one threw anything on the street, no trash, everything was put in the trash cans, and it was just amazing. And I even left a camera on a park bench, and then I went to on the subway back to my where I lived. On the outskirts, and I came almost to the lower outskirts, and I said, oh my God, my camera's on the park bench. So I went back, and it was still there. Today, it is amazing how it's changed here in the last, since I've been here, mainly in the last 15 years. It's the worst, actually. But I know that you talked about the Danes and the Swedes, and there's a different culture between the Danes and the Swedes. The Swedes have they're more, what can I say? I don't know. But the Danes are more outgoing, and they're like, I'm just thinking about the immigration thing. It's all in Northern Europe now. Oh, we have so many immigrants, and they're causing so much trouble, at least here in Sweden. In fact, Sweden is the second country in Europe with the most shootings and killings per annum after Ukraine, which is almost like a war-torn country, and obviously it's really bad. But the Danes, to me, they're more open. They're more conservative when it comes to immigrants and everything. But the Swedes are just like the Swedish immigrants in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and look what's happened to that city now. And that city is the whole country of Sweden, as far as I'm concerned. I've got lots of friends. They vote for SD, Sverige Demokrat, but the ones that don't, there's so many people who just say, oh, my father and my grandfather voted for the Social Democrats and the Center Party, which is the old Farmers Party was called before. And they just do the same thing. Oh, my father, my grandfather, and, you know, it's in that category. So they don't, I won't live to see it. I'm 74. I won't live to see it. But in 50 years, Sweden is going to become the first Sharia law nation in Europe. Guaranteed, unless these people wake up. I mean, the Vikings are in Norway and Denmark. They're definitely not in Sweden anymore.
No, they're
not. If they don't grow some, something, they're not going to, mm-hmm. Nothing's going to happen in this country. Right. I've seen it just falling down all the way.
Yeah,
and I'm really, and I live in the country now.
We're about to go to the break.
I'm sorry.
If you could, we're about to go to the break, but if you could hold on, Sebastian, we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Of course.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my guest today, Rosemary McLeod, and we're on the line with Sebastian in Sweden. And Sebastian, if you just want to continue with your points, sir.
Yeah, okay. I was just saying that the normal is things that go, the society has fallen. You know, I don't know. It's like it's a completely different world now today than it was 50 years ago when I first came here. It's like people, I mean, you didn't hear of anything. I think it was 1970 when I came here. I learned Swedish, and then I started reading the newspapers, and they were still talking about a police that was murdered in 1968, and that was the big thing in the newspapers. And it's like today it's an everyday occurrence, and today, the Swedish TV, state-owned TV, they don't report on anything that happens. No murders, no rapes, which is, Stockholm must be the Well, Sweden must be the rape capital of the world now, I can imagine. And like my grandchildren, most of them, I have three granddaughters and one grandson, one of my sons moved to a little island outside Sweden. It's called Gotland. It's like the biggest island outside Sweden because he was afraid of his daughters getting molested. It's really a terrible situation we have here. And I think eventually if the men in this country really wake up, I think there could be a revolution here, just like in France. I think if France starts the revolution first against the hordes of the Muslim, the really nationalist Muslims. I'm talking about not a Muslim religion. I don't have anything against it. I've known Muslims. I've worked with them. They're great people. I'm talking about these ones that are just want, to do it their own way, to enforce Sharia law. And it's really bad situation here. I usually call him Mike Rivera, but now I'm getting so old I can't. I sleep when he starts his program. I fall asleep, and then I call sometimes into which I like Robert Revolt in Incendiary Radio. I really like that program on early. My time is early Monday morning.
Well, I like it as well.
Your time is Sunday night. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, excellent program. Yeah, I catch it every week. Rosemary.
Yeah. But Rosemary was, I think, Rosemary, were you talking about Denmark, or was it Sweden? If you're talking about Sweden, you're 100% correct.
I was talking about Sweden. I have a very little Swedish in me. I'm mostly Norwegian, although I identify as Italian. My ancestors were all over. But the Sweden I studied, the history I studied, Sweden was once a powerful nation. Without Sweden, there'd be no Germany.
Yeah.
There would be no Ruslan or Russia or Ukraine without the Swedes. So there's a lot of genetic tie between the Swedes, the Germans, and the Ukrainians and Russians. But this is all by design. I don't care how good these people are. They have their own place in the world to live in. They should go back and build their own countries there, wherever they come from. They don't belong in Europe. They don't belong anywhere where Europeans and European, believe it or not, I'm born in America, but English is not my first language. But wherever Europeans are, wherever they have established a civilization outside of Europe, they don't belong there either. They have a disdain, a hate for white people. Well, okay, you hate white people, get out. Simple as that. We don't want our spheres. But the Swedes have become so ridiculously soft that I can't believe these people were once fierce warriors. And they were. And I do have sense of pride. I have a sense of pride in the what used to be Sweden.
Well,
but now I feel revulsion, believe it or not.
Well, listen, thank you for the call, Sebastian.
Let me tell you real quick something real that gives Rosemary hope. There was last week there was a trial in Gothenburg, and they had 145 hours of tape to look through, and it was 36 BLM June 2020 that was rioting in Gothenburg, and they were indicted. Mm-hmm. 36 BLM were indicted in Gothenburg in the last court case. I don't know if they'll get fines. Some could get prison sentences, and some could get. But that's a good start, I think. I can't imagine 36 BLM people in America being indicted for rioting on the streets.
That's true. It's a good step in the right direction. Appreciate the call, Sebastian.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Thinking about this, these milks could kill. I'd be going to war sometime, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions black.
We are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Rosemary McLeod. And going back to the phones, see, we have Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Thanks for holding. Yeah, what's on your mind today, sir?
Hey, sorry I dropped off there. I had a friend from Norway in college, and he said Norway was... There was kind of a rivalry. Norway is more conservative than Sweden. But even him back in the 90s, you know, thought I was kind of stupid for worrying about immigration. But, you know, at the time, Norway was probably, you know, 98% white, I would say, at that time. So I don't know if he still feels that way. I think Zog... I blame the United States. I blame Zog. I think Sweden was neutral in World War II, and basically the Jews have had it out for the Swedes. I've heard there's that prominent Jewish attorney, kind of a right winger, and he was the same one that said people could be forced to be vaxxed. One of these kind of right wing Jews, but he basically, kind of like Michael Savage, he basically said the Swedes had no values, no moral values. And I think it's because they were neutral in World War II. So I think Zog, kind of like they did here with the Gloria Steinem and the extreme feminism, you know, probably by the mid-70s was funding all that stuff to destroy their culture. And, you know, Sweden was a happy, they had nationalized health care. They were a happy little independent country. But they were full of white people, and they weren't part of the neoliberal agenda either. They had to be attacked. I blame.
Yep, Rosemary.
Can I speak up?
Please interject.
Sweden was not neutral. It was Norway that was neutral, and then Norway got pushed into the war because of Britain, who sided with the Jews, and of course America, you know, was going to attack Norway. But Hitler and Germany had no choice but to invade Norway just to keep it safe, because it also had vital interests. But luckily, Norway at the time was... the prime minister, Vidkun Quisling, was a national socialist on his own. And being predominantly Norwegian, I'm rather proud to know that the country of my ancestors had a national socialist as its prime minister in the history. But so it really wasn't, it was an invasion, but not really. But Sweden was, they had an SS unit, they had the Wehrmacht there. There were a lot of Swedes that volunteered, you know. So, no, Sweden was not neutral. I think it might be confusing Sweden for Norway.
Okay, yeah, that could be. I could be wrong on that point. I think both of them, I guess my main point is, yeah, I'll check on that. Sorry if I was wrong on that point. But, definitely, you know, Zog, I blame the United States and NATO, you know, because the same kind of Gloria Steinem stuff they pushed here to destroy the family, they were pushing everywhere. So I don't really blame any of those countries for their current predicament with immigration. You know, because the Jews won World War II, you know, so there, after World War II, there is, you know, Sweden and Norway, they all came under, you know, Zog dominion, basically, you know, is a good way to put it. I mean, then you had the EU formed, the Euro, which they control. So, yeah, real quick, one good thing about Sweden, though, is they, you know, one good thing about those people is they had a very conservative, balanced approach to health. Even my friend back in the 90s was telling me I take too much medicine. They're not big into medicine. They're big into just being healthy people. And as far as I know, in Sweden, kids are still only taking 3 vaccines. So they're not as bad as the United States. They're not as corrupt as the United States. So as far as I know, they are not legally, it's not, you know, they don't have vax mandates there. And, you know, maybe they're trying to force them to, but so have you guys heard that? I mean, Sweden does not have, they have a better healthcare system than we do, as far as I know. That's one good thing. That's one bright spot about Sweden I've heard is there.
Well, so far, no mandates so far in Sweden, you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of take it with a grain of salt because, remember, we're talking about the Judaized media. So it could be that they have a mandate, they're just not reporting it. So
surely
I don't trust, you know.
I mean, they're trying
I don't trust it.
Surely their corporate media is trying to get people to take the mRNA shots, I would suspect, because it seems like all of the European countries and America have deals with these vaccine manufacturers, well, these pseudo vaccines, these mRNA, where they're not supposed, they're not allowed to say anything bad about them, no matter how many adverse reactions and deaths occur. You know, they have to keep trying to get their public to take them, keep a good attitude toward them, you know, basically censor for them. And
Sweden was pushing back a little. I mean, they quit using the Moderna vaccine, or they at least for kids.
And
like I said, they still have remnants of national health care, and so hopefully they do push back, because it's not socialized medicine doing this. It's our corporate Zog Wall Street medicine system invading Europe. That's how I look at it. So hopefully, and I've heard from Sweden that it's not mandatory to take any vaccines there, except maybe the three for kids, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see. Next, still holding, at least, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Hello, Glenn. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
All right. Well, what's all this I hear about Danish health? I mean, Danish only get just so healthy. I mean, they're chock full of carbs and fat. That white icing is very sugary, and the amount of fruit is negligible. So, I mean, Danish health, well, you know, it's just not that healthy.
Well, yeah. I think the whole discussion was on the vaccine, but
it was a Danish joke. It was a Danish smile, a little smile for me, Rosemary. You got the song named after you.
Okay.
But anyway, about Sweden, into the late 20th century, they were still an industrial power. We still had Saab and Volvo automobiles, Saab aircraft, the famous fighter, the Viggen, and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, the liberalism basically, you know, just destroyed it. And then you have all this, it was the liberalism that made the importation of all the foreigners possible. And now it's a... It's going to turn into a lost culture, you know. So it's a bit. And the person who may have been confusing Sweden and Switzerland, since they both start with a SW, you know. And then Switzerland was neutral. Mm-hmm. So if he was thinking of a neutral country that sounded that started with a SW, that might have been Switzerland. But anyway, alrighty. That's really, you know, quiet. Except to say that when you're waiting in the phone queue and you're waiting a half hour because everybody's droning on and on and on and nobody's stopping it, it's very frustrating.
No, so, that's true. I went to the person in Sweden first because of the long distance factor, but yeah, I should keep it a little shorter. That point well taken, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
And next we have Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Richard? The name McLeod is a Highland Scotch name. I'm descended from a great grandfather one of the septs of the Clan Donald or MacDonald family. But the McLeods had their world headquarters in Mull, along with the Clan Donald. The name McLeod means son of a Scandinavian, really, in origin, in Old Norse.
There's an interesting history between the two clans, and it's not pretty. But it's good to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, the course of the McLeods are supposed to be related to the Highlander, you know, at least the TV show and movie. the Highlander. He was a MacLeod.
Oh, yeah, Rosemary, I'm sure you get along with Charles in Florida here quite well. Charles is pretty knowledgeable of revisionist history himself, and he always has some great points when he calls in.
Did you know about the Wallenberg family in Sweden? They descend from a court Jew, 18th century court Jew, who had intermarried with the aristocracy. They pose as righteous Gentiles, you know, like what's his name in World War II that supposedly saved Jewish. Wallenberg, Raul Wallenberg, a friend of mine, a member of the Liberty Lobby. You know, he was interested in the showing. His name was Alec de Montmorency. He was the one that pushed the idea of how wonderful Raul Wallenberg was. The Jews said, oh, he's wonderful. But they descend from court Jews, and they own everything that the government doesn't own. You know, the government is socialist government, you know. And the Wallenbergs and other Jews have taken power. Norway decided in the 19th century to let Jews in their country because one of the poets who was half Jewish, this is around the 1850s, was very much like Charles Dickens, and he had this terrible tale, sort of like a Dickens tale, about this poor Norwegian boy who was lost in a snowstorm, and his evil mother, who was very anti-Jew, you know, hated Jews, and a nice Jewish boy came along, this Norwegian boy who was lost in a snowstorm, and he protected him. And everybody in Norway at that time, you know, this sob story like the old curiosity shop of Charles Dickens, you know, they cried being Victorians, you know. Oh, he saved this Norwegian boy in this story, you know. And they decided, the wicked, wicked Norwegian woman that hated Jews, we're going to let Jews into our country. This was a friend of mine who's in the Norwegian SS told me this, lived in Flekkefjord, Alf Loken. Yeah, sentimental slop, you know, like Charles Dickens, although Charles Dickens knew about the Jews too, among authors, but he could dish out this Victorian. That's why Norway has Jews now. And I don't know who the Wallenbergs got. They got that. You thank the Swedish nobility for that.
Rosemary, did you want to comment at all? Please.
I'm sorry?
What did you want to comment on? I was just asking.
We all know it's inbred in this inbred race. Mongrels to give the sob story to make the goyim feel guilty. And if more people were Jew wise or wise to the Jew question of our people, there's no way you would let even one Jew in your country, let alone a whole mob of them. I mean, look at the way the world is right now, because nations, whole nations, let this rabble of mongrels in. You know what this reminds me of? A children's book that Commander George Lincoln Rockwell wrote. The Hens and the Ducks. The fable of the Hens and the Ducks. And actually, he brings up a good point. The ducks were us, and the hens were the Jews. And, you know, and basically the Jews go to the farm, and they're crying up a storm, and, you know, the chickens and the ducks let them in. Well, sooner or later, they took over. And the ducks got wise to the chicken question. and drove the chickens away. But then they went to another farm, and they cried a sob story, and they were let in. Well, it's a children's story. And those of you listening to me, I recommend it. Look for it online. It's called The Fable of the Chickens and the Hens by George Lincoln Rockwell. Maybe. It's a great story for children to Excellent. Understand can, how parasitic maybe, they are.
Maybe we can skip the break. I'm not sure my Skype messages are going through without delay. But yeah, if we could skip the break, yeah, appreciate that, Julie.
And, yeah.
It's a powerful way to get through. I know the Third Reich had similar books. I remember recently hearing one describe The Poisonous Mushroom. And it was a book for children about Jewish power and infiltration, basically, manipulation.
And actually, I found, speaking of vaccine, I found an interesting picture. And we all know that Julius Streicher had the magazine called Der Stürmer. And he was the editor and the owner of Der Stürmer. And he was an anti-Semite of the royal order. And you see a picture of a German mother holding a German baby. And you see a stereotypical Jew doctor ready to inject this child, and basically he's warning the mothers not to let a Jew poison their children. And we're talking about, this was out in the 20s, the 1920s.
The danger of the needle from these people and their concoctions, organizations.
Right. Yeah, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion warns about vaccination too.
Really?
Whoever wrote it.
Go back.
Solzhenitsyn seemed to regard the thing as true, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Yeah, it's all the way. Go on.
I didn't mean to interrupt there, but the protocol says vaccination is the method of protocols. And Solzhenitsyn, I've read that he regarded the thing as true. He said somebody that wrote that was very, very crafty that wrote the protocols.
Well, yeah, too much of
it
employed. Go ahead, Rosemary.
Actually, the protocols are actually minutes of a meeting. And I did an extensive research on it when I first came upon this book about 7-8 years ago. And actually, it's not a book like we think a book, you write a book and then get it published. It's actually the minutes of a meeting. So Zionist Jews got together, who knows where. They had this meeting, and somebody was recording word for word what was being said. But what they didn't count on is that some sneaky Jew put it together as a book. And this is why even to today, they're saying, oh, it's not true, it's not true. It's conspiracy, it's lies, it's this. But if you delve into the protocols, you can literally see everything that's happening today written in that book. And
it's true.
But interesting enough, it wasn't a book. It was actually minutes of a meeting.
It's very interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that before that I recall. It is very interesting. And yeah, it's amazing. Anyone, go read them today, folks. You'll be amazed how much you see going on out there, especially with the information you're privy to at RBN. Charles, please, we just have a couple minutes left if you want to add a final point there, sir.
Yeah, Douglas Reed in Controversy of Zion said he worked for the London Times back in the 1920s. he said that the editor, the owner of the London Times, Lord Northcliffe, was done away with by William Steed, the editor of the London Times, who was a half-Jew and who was the in with the Rhodes Milner alliance, you know, secret alliance that really caused World War One. They were the Rhodes Milner were for world government. They were for the United Nations, as at Oxford, the pupils of John Ruskin in the Jesus Christ College in Oxford. In the time of the American Civil War, were already for the United Nations before it supposedly even existed. And, Northcliffe was killed by William Steed. He had him taken into a mental in Switzerland.
That is interesting, too. Well, and we'll have to get into this.
And he was, and the London Times was the one that was proving that the protocols were real, and suddenly the owner of it was done away with. That's 1922, Douglas Reed, Controversy of Zion.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're running out of time, but always appreciate your call.
Okay.
So forward to hearing from you again.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Nice talking to you.
So, yeah, we have a minute or two left. Rosemary, if you want to just add your thoughts to that. And just kind of sum up the points we're trying to drive home for today. But just being able to talk more about Jewish power helps to extinguish it in the long run, right?
Right. So I've been, Richard, I've been talking about this, I mean, on the air for 3 years and long before that on social media until I got the ban for 7-8 years. And I knew this was going to come because the protocols said so. The protocols, although 200 years in the making, more or less, is a blueprint. And they follow that blueprint. They follow their Torah, their Talmud, and all that other abomination. So we need to educate ourselves about our enemies so we can learn ourselves and teach others about the truth. Thank you, Richard.
Well, thank you for being on, Rosemary. And anyone who wants to get in touch with Rosemary, you can email me, and I can, I can forward or provide you her contact email. So, yeah, it's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, Rosemary, and I look forward to having you back on soon.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, folks. Well, that is the show for today. Have a great weekend. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. It looks like I will be filling in for John Stadmiller tonight. If you want to tune into that as well, look forward to the callers. Please support RBN, folks. It's only because of your donations that we're able to keep all of this alive. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
7 Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com. drop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.